Hello, my name is Douglas Block. I'm an author and mental health educator. Welcome to your Depression Recovery Podcast, where each week we talk about practical tools and coping strategies for healing from depression and anxiety. This week's podcast was adapted from one of my YouTube videos. I hope you enjoy it. Today's topic is going to be overcoming the stigma of depression.
What is the stigma of depression?
The stigma of depression is this. Despite the fact that depression is now seen as an organic condition in the brain, too many people still think of it as someone who is morally weak or has a weakness in character. In other words, if you have a depression, there's something basically inherently wrong with you, is what people think. Now, let me give you two examples. Many years ago, when I went into the hospital for my first hospitalization, I was only there for 3 days, but when I came back, my boss wanted to know where I had gone. And I said, I was in the hospital. He said, what for? I said, I had a sleep disorder. I had to be evaluated for a sleep disorder. Now, I wasn't completely lying. I did have insomnia. But if I had told him that I was pacing back and forth and hitting myself in the head or basically thinking about committing suicide, he never would have let me back to work. Another example, there was a woman in my depression support group who was a nurse who had depression and was also hearing voices. She couldn't tell anybody. But one day she came into group and was really kind of happy and cheerful. I said, what happened? She said, I was diagnosed with cancer. I said, come again? She said, don't you understand? When I was able to tell my fellow nurses and the staff that I had cancer, then people hugged me and gave me balloons and gave me all sorts of support. And now I feel accepted and loved. And I couldn't have done this if I said I had a mental illness. So here's the situation. It's okay to be physically sick, but not to be mentally ill. And as a result, of this stigma that is all throughout society, people tend to internalize this shame. It's what John Bradshaw calls toxic shame, and they think of themselves as weak and defective.
What are some ways that we can overcome this stigma?
The first way to overcome the stigma of depression is to see that depression is something you are suffering with and not something you are. You have to separate yourself from the condition, okay? So the depression is not who you are. It simply defines the way you are suffering. And that is a big distinction. You could say, I have pneumonia. You don't say, I am pneumonia, right? So I have depression. I'm experiencing depression. It's not that I am depression. The second thing you can do is to see yourself as someone going through a heroic struggle against the depression. Now, one of my best examples for this is Christopher Reeve, the great actor who fell, had an accident, broke his neck, and spent the rest of his life paralyzed. Shortly after he had his accident, someone asked him, what is a hero? And he said, well, you know, before my accident, I would have said a hero is someone who goes, you know, into war and does an act of bravery, or someone who's larger than life like Houdini or Jack Kennedy. Now I have a completely different take on what a hero is. I'm going to read to you what he says. He says, a hero is an ordinary individual who finds the strength to persevere and to endure in spite of overwhelming obstacles. Let me say that again. A hero is an ordinary individual who finds the strength to persevere and to endure in spite of overwhelming obstacles. And in that sense, every one of us who has struggled with depression is a hero, and there is no shame in that. You know, because it takes a lot of strength to get up out of bed and to start your day when you feel like you just want to shut the blinds and go back to sleep. It takes a lot of guts to go to work, you know, when you're feeling suicidal or you're feeling anxious. So people who are depressed are not strong. They're not weak. They're very strong. Let me say that again, okay? So people who go through depression are not weak. In fact, they're strong. Example of this is all of the amazing people throughout history who have dealt with depression and who have done great things, like Theodore Roosevelt, Eleanor Roosevelt, Winston Churchill, who called his depression the black dog. And last but not least, Abraham Lincoln, who basically had been depressed his whole life because of a trauma he experienced when he was a child. And even on the eve of his wedding, he was so down and out, he was suicidal. And yet when he became president, what did he do? He saved the Union. He got us through the Civil War. And historians believe that it was exactly his depression with his focus on perseverance and his depth of character that helped him guide the Union safely to victory. Now, one last story I want to talk about that really will help all of us overcoming the stigma of depression, and that is what I call the $20 bill story, which I got from AA. There was once a man who came before a crowd, and he said to them, here's a $20 bill. He actually held up the $20 bill and said, would anybody like to have this? People raised their hands. Then he said, okay, now watch. He dropped the bill to the floor. He stamped on it, crumpled it up, got it dirty. Then he held it up again and said, is there anybody who still wants this $20 bill? And still people raised their hands. He then concluded, you've learned a very important lesson. You see, because despite what I did to the bill, I crumpled it up, I got it dirty, it did not lose its essential value. It was still worth $20. And that's the same with you. No matter what happens to you in life, no matter if you're stepped on, crumpled up, beaten up, no matter what trauma you've got going for you, you still are worth $20. You are still whole and complete. You are special, and don't you forget it. And to everybody in the audience who's ever struggled with depression or anxiety or psychosis or any other mental health disorder, I say you are special, and don't you forget it. This has been Douglas Block. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it and learned something from it. If you'd like to ask me any questions about what you have heard, feel free to email me at douglasblock@gmail.com. That's my first and last name, all lowercase, @gmail.com, without any dots or underscores. If you would like to learn more about my work with depression, you can visit my website, www.healingfromdepression.com, or go to my YouTube channel. Just open up YouTube and type in the words Douglas Block Depression, and my depression recovery channel should come right up. Finally, I would like to remind you that depression and anxiety are treatable conditions. It may take time to find the right therapy or a combination of therapies, but if you persevere, you can achieve the healing that you seek. And until our next podcast, I wish you the best in your mental health recovery. Thank you for listening.